This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثتُ لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javedi Akbari. Well, brothers and sisters, we are talking about the benefits, the merits and virtues of fasting, the social effects and the medical effects of fasting, or the medical benefits of fasting. And we have discussed some of the benefits in the previous episodes. In this episode, we are going to discuss some of the medical effects, and it's a continuation of the previous episode. Inshallah, stay tuned. We will discuss with you some of the benefits and medical benefits, some of the effects that fasting can have on our body and our health. Brothers and sisters, fasting provides noticeable and vital respite to the digestive system. The digestive system is given a respite to relax, to recover. And fasting serves as an effective factor in turning up this process and boosting it, especially in the light of the fact that this structure is the most sensitive of all the systems of the body. I mean the digestive system. And it's a system which is in a state of continuous operation all throughout the year. So when we fast, we give the digestive system time to recover, to regain. It is a function as a system that helps the body to receive energy from the food that we eat. It is clear that, as taught by Islam, the one who fasts should not exhibit extravagance in consuming food during sahar, during, for example, iftar time. He should not eat too much fatty food. He should not eat junk food. He should not eat food, even if it's healthy. He should not go to extremes, you know, in order that he drives the maximum benefit medically, you know. He should not do any of these excessively. Of course, eating sahar is good. It is iftar is good. We should eat to the extent that our body needs. Overeating and eating food that is, you know, unhealthy, like fatty food, is not good. It's going to damage our health. And if we continue to eat too much food, we will have, for example, nightmares. And it's very much possible that the results might be obviously a negative effect. Let's have a break. We will be back.
Changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Treatment by means of fasting is a scientific subject that has been studied by different scholars and different scientists, and many scholars over the years have conducted research. Fasting definitely has a positive effect, and this scientist in the experimental science has come to the conclusion that one can treat himself, his diseases, his illnesses by means of fasting. Because treatment by means of fasting possesses special benefits and is useful for curing the weakness of the intestine, acute and chronic inflammation, you know, internal and external, you know, diseases, tuberculosis, and of course rheumatism, peeling of the skin, and also dermatological or skin diseases and diseases of the eyes, sugar disorders and skin, you know, kidney problems and liver problems and other diseases. These are some of the diseases that can be obviously cured by fasting. And the scientists, in fact, come to the conclusion that the best way to cure your, you know, stomach problem or to cure, for example, chronic inflammation is to abstain from eating food. The diseases which I mentioned are not the only ones that can be treated or cured by means of fasting, by means of abstinence of food. Rather, there are diseases that are associated with the very foundation of the body, and they are diseases which are intertwined with its very cells, such as cancer, tuberculosis, plague, and they can also be treated by this means, by the means of fasting. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has been reported to have said that he, addressing his companions, said, "Sumu tasihu." And this is a well-known tradition. The noble prophet said, "Sumu tasihu." You should fast and you will regain your health. Fasting leads to recovering, to regaining your health. Sumu tasihu. If we trust God and if we trust the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and we observe fast, there's no doubt that we will end up becoming healthier than ever before. We have to trust the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, when he says, "Sumu tasihu," regain fast and you will regain your health. There are many accounts, dear brothers and sisters, of people who have observed fast in the month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan. It's not only the fasting in the month of Ramadan that has its benefits on the individual's health. It's also fasting at any time, in any season, in the winter, in the summer, and at any time that can have this impact.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear brothers and sisters, there's also a saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said, if we just pay attention to this saying of the Holy Prophet, we will definitely understand. And this, saying, Al-Ma'idatu Baytu Kullu Da'in, this is also a hadith that has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam and from other imams, infallible imams, peace be upon them. Now, we need to understand this verse, you know, to concentrate and to contemplate on this verse, what it actually suggests, what it implies. So, and the stomach is the house of every pain, of every illness, of every ailment. You know, it depends on what you eat, on what you consume on a daily basis. If you eat something, and if you overeat, if you continuously eat something, you are going to harm yourself. So eating must be, you know, balanced. One should not overeat, and one should not eat everything that he comes across, you know. We should make sure that we eat healthy food and not any kind of food. We should make sure that the food we eat is halal and that the food that we eat is healthy, not fatty, not junky. You know, abstinence and abstaining from eating is a means of treatment. It's a means of cure. If you want to treat your illness, you have to abstain from eating everything that you come across. You have to be careful about eating. Do not eat too much. Do not overeat. And do not eat things that are harmful to your health. That's all for this session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every spark.